It's 12th of June. I have some good news. Quite a few, but anyway. Moving near the front, I increasingly notice new Western equipment and weapons. Howitzers, armored vehicles, machine guns. I see American mortar shells, Polish grenades, cartridges brought from all over the world. I still can't say that there are really a lot of modern Western weapons, but it is becoming more and more noticeable every day. And the more it will be, the sooner the enemy will be defeated, and the sooner Ukraine will win, the whole world will win. Right now, it is very easy to explain why the war unleashed by Russia is a war not only against Ukraine, but against the entire free world. Because right now, the Russians are blocking the grain harvest in Ukrainian seaports, the grain which should be sent to Europe, Asia, and Africa. Many countries on different continents depend on Ukrainian grain. Without grain, these countries are threatened by starvation, riots, wars. And in Russia, they know it for sure and are happy to blackmail the whole world. Russians say openly to the world, do not stop us from seizing Ukraine and killing Ukrainians. And when the ports will be unblocked and the grain will be sent. This is the logic of terrorists. Russia is literally taking millions of people hostage, threatening to starve them to death if its cannibalistic demands are not met. Do you remember the main rule of negotiation with terrorists? Here it is. No negotiations with terrorists, no concessions to them, no cooperation with them. Terrorists must understand that their threats and even their nightmarish actions will never lead to the result they expect. And judging by the fact that there are more and more foreign weapons and equipment in Ukraine, the free world has finally remembered this main rule of negotiation with terrorists. I know that not everything is going smoothly in the USA, Europe, and other parts of the planet, and therefore voices are heard more and more often and louder, calling for an agreement with Putin, giving Ukraine to him and getting cheap fuel, plenty of grain and other pleasant things in exchange. But are you personally ready to fill your car with gasoline from the person who gave the order to begin indiscriminate mass bombing of cities? Will you eat bread knowing that the farmer who raised it could be killed by the invaders, his wife raped by them, and their children deported to Russia, where they will be forcibly made into Russians? But this is precisely what Russia and all those who call for an agreement with it are striving for. They want all of you, each of you, to become accomplices in the crimes committed in Ukraine. And believe me, a couple of extra dollars per gallon of gas is not the highest price for non-participation in genocide.